double screen.
I guess that's it.
Hello.
That sounds like a test.
Yeah, I want to do some talking.
Testicles.
That's what we used to do on stage for sound check.
No, I had a teacher in junior high would be like, what would he say? No. It was my broadcasting teacher.
And, right.
Yeah, when he would do mic check, he would go, testes, one, two. Yeah. He'd go, 1, 2, 3, and that would be a question mark. Which was so great. And,
you want to get some sibilance going, you know, so.
I mean, that broke the ice for the whole broadcast team. And, you know, we laughed and then right. we're ready to do a good show. Then. But it was funny because
good morning.
Cause it was, I just, real quick. It was funny cause we'd be broadcasting up in the booth, right. At like a, doing like a football game, let's say. Right.
Right.
And the sound van would be, all that equipment would be in a van parked on the track, like next to the field. Oh.
Okay.
Right, and then we were up in the booth, and so he'd be down there, you know, working, and
is this the Arizona State?
No, this is previous to that. It's I don't want to get too into it. You know, we would say, special thanks to, and then we'd say his name, who was just awarded Budweiser's Man of the Year, and you know, because he drank a little bit. And then, we would look down and he would come out of the van and look up at us and just shake his head like, no, don't do that. Good times. Welcome to all you fascists.
Right. Here we are.
James, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. And we barely missed an April Fool's Day broadcast, which I think... That's very good. That's, you know, that would have been
a little campy.
I don't
know. Huh? Little.
Yeah, right.
That's beneath us, I think.
It is. Despite parents sky jumping with their babies.
Pretty good, huh?
Right.
You know, in my mind, I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's so heinous. Well, but it's heinous for a person to do it.
Well, see.
So is it that out of the realm of, you know what I mean? Can you take your baby, your preemie?
The baby has no choice. So there's that.
So I did some research on that. Of course, this is all stems from a pictorial post we saw on April Fool's showing babies taken skydiving. So, you know, and live camera shots, like, holy shit, baby strapped to a person who's skydiving. All the babies seem like they're loving it. So, but I did some research on why that's illegal.
Yeah.
Well, because it will damage the eardrums of the infant.
Oh.
Their eardrums are not set up to do that yet. So.
Okay.
So, no, not possible.
What about with ear protection?
I think it's they're too squishy in their ears, I think. Still. They're all squished up in there. Yeah, they're not we have strong semicircular canals.
Okay. Solidified ear canals.
It's illegal. Anything with guns, anything with planes, you know, you can't, it doesn't matter if you want to sign off, the baby can't do it. So
loud bang noise.
Oh, for fuck. Okay, well, you know, we've been getting a lot of emails over the last few days, and a lot of the same question, which is, do you think former President Trump will go to jail? That seems to be what's on everybody's minds. Yes, the indictment finally has happened. And, is he going to jail? So, James.
Well, so there's a lot of hoopla. Oh, it's unprecedented. And is, let me just say right now, it's not unprecedented. Business fraud crime, is indicted every day. And a former president has no special enhanced citizenship status that would, you know, prevent that.
Right.
If he'd done the crime or was accused credibly of doing it the crime.
Right.
So, personally, I don't even think a sitting president is immune from any of that. But I can see that a sitting president should not be indicted on small matters. And maybe business fraud, you know, would be in that category.
Even if it involves the campaign, like taking campaign money?
See, there's, you know, it begins to ratchet up.
I mean, fraud's fraud, but that's like a public trust, right? Like, I'm going to give you money for the campaign. You're going to use it to get in office. I believe in you.
Yes. Right. Yes. And that part of it actually is what rises it to a felony rather than just a misdemeanor, you know, misreporting, you know, finances. So it's, which is what rises it to the level of a felony is if it's in furtherance of another law, if it's another crime involved, then, and in which case this is. And I think Alvin Bragg would not have gone forward without a felony.
Hmm. This wasn't abortion money. It was just like keep quiet
hush
about
money.
It. Right. Okay.
Hush money. And then mischaracterizing that payment as something else.
Well, payments.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess every part of that payment, you know, every individual payment is its own crime.
Exactly.
Right.
So I think so. It'll be interesting to see what the indictment is. What
right? Sealed until Tuesday, so we won't know until until he surrenders.
It's kind of crazy to speculate.
One of the rumors I heard is that each little, they broke the payment $130,000 or something up into, you know, like 35 payments or something.
Whatever
that was. And each of those is a count. So you're looking at like 30 something counts on the indictment. That this is a rumor. So again, we're back to the question everybody has. Do you end up in jail for doing that?
Right.
And,
or is it going to be 4 months in you know, at his house?
Hmm. Which is where he hangs out anyway. So
he's going to stay in Mar-a-Lago for 4 months.
Right.
You know, could be worse.
I don't know. Would you hang out in Mar-a-Lago for 4 months? I mean, I guess I would probably. I don't know. I'm not really a golfer.
I wouldn't want to, but it seems like it would be pretty comfortable.
Now, the Trump Hotel in Vegas is very comfortable, so I can only imagine. Should he go to jail for doing this? I mean, if this is if that's the whole indictment. So,
right.
I've heard tip of the iceberg, too, on this. So.
Yeah, right. And so, no, we'll have to wait to see the indictment as far as, depending, it should fit whatever happens in this crime. What happens to other businessmen with this same crime?
Well,
that's what should happen to him.
Well, here's the thing, though, you know, and this is another consideration, is that, you know, other businessmen don't have Secret Service details that follow them. Mm-hmm. So if you put Trump in prison for 6 months, let's say, how does the Secret Service go into prison with him? Are you going to dress them up like guards? Are you going to dress them up like inmates? Are they going to be in the cell with him? Are they going to be in adjoining cells? Are you basically creating a prison clique, a prison gang by doing this? I mean, you can't let him get jacked up.
Really don't know how that would work out.
The logistics of it is a nightmare.
Well, the logistics, I think, would devolve to the Bureau of Prisons, and the Bureau of Prisons would be responsible for his safety.
You're going to have to do an Escobar thing where you clear out a whole prison and just have him in there by himself.
Yeah, right, maybe.
I mean,
maybe that's one of the reasons why they would house arrest would be the most likely.
Which means the Secret Service guys will have to stay at Mar-a-Lago.
Exactly.
It's not bad for them.
So his defense has already started, of course.
Is it the basic witch hunt deal?
Yeah, witch hunt. The judge hates me. Why would Alvin Bragg do such a thing? Only a degenerate psychopath that truly hates the USA. And he has raised $5 million since the indictment last week.
Right. And this is the other little, I'm glad you brought that up, because the other little part of this is, this seems overwhelmingly positive for him in the sense that he's back in the public conversation again.
Right.
His base has been, fired up about it, let's say.
Yeah.
I saw some conservative person tweeted out that they'd had sex rougher than the January 6th riots. Which is a great line. I've had sex rougher than that. You've had sex rougher than someone bludgeoned with a fire hydrant?
Right. Yeah, wait till she brings out the bear shit.
Yeah, at some point when you're smearing your own feces on a wall, it's like, do you ever think to yourself, geez, is my message going to get lost in this at all? Or am I going over the line here?
You have to wonder. I don't think that thought really crossed minds that much in that crowd.
But, this witch hunt thing has legs. If this is going to fire his base up, well, then what are we doing here with this?
So I don't think that's a big problem, firing his base up. He can't win with just his base. And what it's doing to people at the edges and independents and then, of course, Democrats, is it's driving them further away from him.
Hmm.
So I think, here the numbers matter. And he's had an uptick in his numbers.
But he's still going to need about 13 million extra people.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to say, impossible.
Which doesn't sound like so much when you just say it, but then when you realize, that's adding on to the people that were going to vote for him, it's a lot.
Yeah.
A chunk of, you don't see, what did he lose by about, about 9 million votes last time, or?
Yeah, I think it was 8 million, something 8
million,
like that.
Yeah,
and he lost by 3 million in 2016.
Hmm. What are you suggesting?
He's never been legitimately president.
No, I don't think he's going to jail. I think no matter what happens, you will not see Donald Trump in prison. It's just too much of a headache. They haven't figured out how to do that. You have to put him in Guantanamo or something.
Ooh, I like that. Well, okay, so this is a business fraud deal that in some cases is even a misdemeanor. Maybe there's another crime that rises it to a felony, which seems like it's only slightly more serious. However, insurrection, that's huge. That's on the level of treason. That's waiting in the wings. Interference with an election is happening in Georgia. Those are huge.
Those are big ones. Those are jailable.
And they're waiting in the wings.
Right. So that's where we said tip of the iceberg.
So this is just the beginning.
Right.
And
now that will bar you from office. Like those type of crimes, insurrectionist type stuff too, as well. Will
sure.
Even at the lowest levels of it'll bar you from office. As it stands right now, this, what's going on right now, will not keep him from running.
No. As a matter of fact, W.E.B. Du Bois ran for president from prison in 1920.
Oh, how'd he do?
He got almost 1 million votes. He'd run for president in like two or three elections before that. He got more votes from prison than he got any other time.
Well, I'm in favor of that. I mean, you know, I think people in prison should be able to run for office, but not with insurrection charges, you know.
Exactly. And I think you're right. I think that would obviate his ability to run. Treason. You'd think. You'd hope.
Actually. Well, look, the Constitution is painfully short about this in terms of what you need to run for president, what you have to have. Like it's it's like 35 years old, citizen, lived in the country for a dozen years. That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Not like never have been convicted of a, you know, maybe we want to mess with that language a little bit. I don't know.
Right.
But then I think about the criminal justice system and how jacked up it is. And then like, why should we exclude people? See, I'm totally torn on this, you know?
Yeah, I think that the Constitution was constructed with a lot of wiggle room in several areas. And I think that's mostly pretty good. They didn't want they wanted to lock down some things, and that's of course the Bill of Rights. But beyond that, they wanted each generation to govern itself. So I think the Constitution is purposely vague in certain areas.
Real quick, congratulations, United States! 2 days without a mass shooting. So, pretty awesome.
That drips with cynicism.
Hey, we're only mere hours away from breaking our all-time record of 3 days. So,
Septimius Severus is being returned to Turkey.
Oh, nice. Yeah, is that nice?
Yeah, sure. I think antiquities should be returned to the country in which they were found.
Wow, that's going to kind of fuck up some museums in Europe, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
Well, I'm looking at you, Great Britain.
I think this one came out of one in Manhattan.
Returning antiquities. Pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, right.
When you think about that museum. The museum in Berlin.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Egyptian section of that museum.
And the Elgin marbles, have those gone back yet?
Maybe we shouldn't get this going like that. You know what I mean? Let's. If somebody asks for it back, let's give it back. How about that?
Well, so right now we're trying to counter China in Africa. And in American and European museums, there's a ton of African antiquities. That's a gambit. I mean, that's we'll give you back some of your antiquities here. We'll work on that with you. You know, it could be, you know, politically beneficial.
You know how different this area, the whole country would be, this North America specifically would be, if we hadn't smashed all those Mayan cities into dust?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? If that was still there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think the whole thing, the whole perspective of New World.
That's
fuck you, fuck you talking about New World.
Yeah.
Right. I think smashing all that in. Yeah.
Spain.
Yeah, but we're all culpable.
Right. I mean, if England had been in, you know, in Mexico first, they would have done the same thing. There's no question about that. I'm reading a biography on Sir Francis Drake. And so he's before England gets to the New World. He's, you know, late 1500s. He's a pirate. He's absolutely a pirate. He's sacking, you know, Spanish held towns the New World. And he's, you know, he's killing people. He's making them walk the plank. He's doing all this stuff. So, yeah, the English would have. So, yeah, you're right. It's not fair to just blame the Spanish, even though they did what they did, and it was heinous.
Well, they did a good job. So, you know. But if it wouldn't have been them, then you would have had some percentage of that material would have ended up in, you know, in museums. And then, you know, the rest of it would have been probably reduced to dust, you know.
And would have, added to the store of human knowledge.
I mean, when the aliens wipe us out, they'll probably just go to those museums and grab some of that shit first, you know, is what'll happen. So all we did was really put everything in a pile for them so they could grab it.
Oh, right. You know, one thing that really pissed me off about the Taliban, as much as almost anything, was when they blew up those 2,000-year-old Buddhas.
Yeah.
That was a crime against the whole world.
If they're the ones that did it.
Well, all right. So there's that.
Well, all right.
Whoever did it.
Whoever ultimately was responsible for.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not, yeah. I'm going to have to flip tapes here again in a second. So.
Okay.
Just to let you know. I mean, not right now, but in a minute or so.
In a minute. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, when that happens, we can talk about...
fucking thing.
T-Rex may have had lips.
Actual lips?
Lips, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that.
Righty.
That kind of blows my whole thing.
T-Rex? Well, they think... I mean, he's always drawn like a crocodile mouth with teeth showing and, you know, just hanging out of his mouth. And but... they've examined T-Rex teeth and crocodile teeth, and they wear differently. Crocodile teeth wear on the outside because they're exposed. On the inside, there's less wear on the enamel, whereas that wear, that outside wear on T-Rex teeth, not there.
So the...
maybe they had lips.
Jesus Christ. Just trying out... God, it's scarier with lips. I mean, to be honest.
He can smack. He's lip smacking, tearing you apart.
You think we're close? You think we're close on what any of these dinosaurs even look like?
Well, I think we've gotten better at it. I mean, from the days when T-Rex was dragging his tail on the ground and stood upright, I think we've gotten a lot better than we used to. However, we can't be completely certain how exactly close we've gotten on any of them because all the soft tissue's gone.
All I can say is if there is like a, where God comes back, what's the deal there?
The second coming.
Yeah. The second coming. If that happens, I'm quitting. You know what I mean? I'm going to quit. I quit. Yeah. I'm going to quit being a human, I'm saying. I'm out. I'm 100% out.
I'm with you. Where do we go?
Jesus Italy. Christ. Italy, for sure. Italy, definitely. Yeah. You almost can't pick a bad spot in Italy.
Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Anywhere you would go. I don't want to go to a tourist area. I'm going to go to this little... Everything's beautiful. You know, I'm going to extend that out. I think there's a lot of great places in Europe. I don't know. Do you think is it a grass greener deal on that or?
Oh, I'm sure there's a little bit of the grass is greener.
But I mean, it seems like they have functioning societies. Is that a charade or?
I think that's also to some degree true. But. Yeah, never having been to Europe, I couldn't really say.
Well, I've only been as a tourist, really. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I don't think I can say either.
Yeah, right.
I think you'd have to live there.
Like living there, yeah.
But I know people that love America. Non-Americans that love America seem to love this, you know, from the brochure. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying America can't be that thing. I'm just saying that's not the rigid deal of the deal. It's possible.
So is America great as it ever was?
I think America is as great as it's ever been. That's what I think.
I do too.
You know,
too.
And it's not bad. I don't want to sit here and I'm not saying someone that comes over here and is like, oh, America's so great. Oh, you're a moron. No, they're not. I mean,
yeah,
America
yeah.
is that thing. America can be that thing.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of Americans that would differ on that opinion.
The Make America Great Again people?
The idea that America is a great place. I don't think it would be naive to assume that that feeling extends to all Americans. It doesn't.
Right.
Not everybody has the same deal here.
And of course, that's always the ideal, but a work in progress.
Right.
Equality before the law.
But you got to do the work.
You sure do.
It has to matter.
Yeah. And that's, of course, the big front on that, of course, is policing.
Right.
And because it's really the local magistrate that is going to be the most likely if your rights are abused, it'll most likely be the local magistrate. So,
you know, I hate conservative pundits. I really, you know. it seems like it just seems like P.T. Barnum sideshow a lot of it. Like, they know they're lying, and you know they know.
And
that
we know that now.
We know it. They know it. They know that we know it. We know that they know that we know. So the whole thing is, right? You know, it's all fugazi, and it's you know, they know that they know a certain number of their base is going to blindly say Sieg Heil on whatever they say.
Sure.
And then, you know, the rest of us are going to hate them, but that hatred is going to add fuel to their thing. You know, it's this recent shooting, which was done by a trans woman, right?
Right.
Okay, so then, I'm not going to say the commentator, but one of the commentators, you know, said, you know, these crazy trans people. You know,
sure.
What can we do about these crazy trans people to stop these shootings? Okay, so there's been like thousands of shootings, mass shootings in the U.S. Okay, this is the fourth time out of thousands, fourth time that a trans person's been involved. You know what? You know what is involved every single time? Guns.
Guns, yeah.
And 85% of the time, AR-15 weapons.
Exactly.
Now these used to be banned back in the day, right? You couldn't have an AR-15. A semi-automatic rifle, you couldn't have it.
They were banned for a time.
They were banned. And if you look at a chart with little dots for all the mass shootings, you can see where the change was made.
Quite a bit lower during that period.
I mean, it's like a funnel. It turns into a goddamn... Do you know what I mean? It turns into a trumpet at the end of that chart with where we are now.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yeah, if they're in a militia. I mean, it says it right there. It's a well-regulated militia, comma. It's not a dot. It's not a period on that sentence. It's a comma.
Yeah, it's not an and.
Exactly, you know, and which is important. Also, we should have, that's all one thought. Like, why am I?
Well, there's two clauses in that. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state.
Comma.
Modifies... The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yeah, exactly.
In other words, that's the qualifier.
Like, we need to have a militia, so we are not going to stop you from having guns because you'll need them to be in the militia.
So, I got into an argument with a righty the other day about, he was trying to say that the necessity of a militia is stated in the Second Amendment, and as a separate issue, the comma.
So was it a typo? It should have been a period and a capitalized next letter, but they messed up.
If he wanted it to do that work, yes. However, the well-regulated militia being necessary is it modifies the shall not be infringed. The thing of it is, though, what it actually says, if you want to modernize the language, is because a militia is necessary, people should be allowed to have guns.
Yes.
However, the militias, one, are not necessary. Police and army have taken over that function and have not been necessary for many decades. So now what happens to the right of the people to keep and bear arms?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in a militia. I'm sorry. If it's two separate thoughts, then it should be two separate sentences. And here's the other thing. You can say it's two separate thoughts only if you allow for the fact that the first thought is not a complete sentence.
Right. It's a dependent clause.
It's a dependent clause. It's a dependent clause. There, even if you wanted to put a period there, it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
So you got to rewrite the whole thing. Maybe we should sit down and rewrite the whole thing. Like a new new, what is it? Like a new modern version or new world version, or how they do the Bible?
Yeah, can you imagine?
A new living.
Oh, they did it to the Bible, so why not the fucking Constitution?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you already redid the Bible, so.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just, you know. I don't have a problem with people having guns. I understand that this is going to be a long. You know, it's not.
We're not going to get rid of guns.
Not in the next few generations, let's say.
I think we should be jumping on automatic weapons really quickly.
I think that's something that's attainable now, right?
Yeah. It has been. It should be again.
And people are like, oh, well, it's easy to turn your gun into a semiotic. Anybody can do it. Well, anybody is going to have to, because we're not going to sell them. So, you know, and every time there's a mass shooting, that'll be one less AR-15. We'll collect them that way, you know, after each mass murder. We'll take that gun.
That's brutal.
Well, I mean, at least we're making up ground if we do it that way. At least over time, you know.
Aren't we doing it that way, though?
No, but they're still making them.
Those weapons?
Yeah, but they're still making them. To every one that we collect from the mass shooting, there's 15 more at Walmart. So that's not going to work. We got to stop.
Well, so you have to ban the dissemination in public of those weapons, as we once again did before.
Just ban them for sale. If you've got it, you can keep it, enjoy it, but you can't buy them anymore. So that's it.
I would say if you've got it, after 90 days, you are committing a crime owning that weapon.
Hmm.
And if you're caught with it, it's, you know, it's this punishment.
Interesting. Parents now. We've got two parents indicted on one of these mass shootings.
Which one?
The one, I think the one right before the one that was right before this one, last one. I really can't. I don't have my notebook in front of me here, so I can't really, or notebook B, I don't have in front of me. So
right.
I can only tell you about mass shootings from March of 2019 till. No, but they, I guess they had bought, the kid was, you know, depressed. He was on meds, blah, blah, blah. They bought him. He had talked about killing classmates, causing some problem. This had been going on for months. And then, like, 3 days before that, the parents bought him a gun. So,
yeah. Yes, right. Yeah. Okay.
They knew their kid was mentally disturbed. They still bought him the firearm. And he waited, you know, three sun-up sundowns and went and shot everybody. So now they're charging the parents with negligent homicide.
And I think they should be.
We got to do something here, right?
Yeah. And a situation like that. I mean, they thought they were probably doing a good thing and the right thing, but they should have been somewhat aware, at any rate, that you know, maybe their kid should not, based on, you know, this mental evaluation, have a gun.
Hey, at least give them some mops and some scrubs and go make them clean up the carnage. Do you know what I mean? No. You can't keep a fucking eye on your kid or keep the gun out of his hand. So go clean up that. Get every little piece of that blood.
That would be an interesting punishment. And I can see the justice in it.
I mean, nobody wins in any of this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I made a joke the other day about, you know, maybe we should just all wear bulletproof vests all the time.
Yeah, right.
All the time, you know? Have that be the national uniform of the country. like full body armor, Kevlar armor for everybody.
Or school children, send them to school.
Yeah, school Kevlar. Children. Sure. I mean, you know, yeah. In the old days, you just, the argument was like, oh, well, we'll just, you know, if you had soldiers at the school, if you had armed people at the school, you know, history has shown us that that doesn't matter either. So,
you know. And you still have Republican congressmen suggesting that arm the teachers.
Arm the teachers.
Oh, perfect. More guns in schools.
That ought to fix
it. That'll do it.
Yeah, that should fix it. I mean, in Uvalde, we had, what, 3 dozen cops just standing around outside?
Yeah.
Right. Armed to the teeth, SWAT, the whole deal.
Oh, and this last one, of course, they went in quickly.
Right.
And dispatched the shooter. So they're on that tip a little bit better than they were. But yeah, the Uvalde cops. That was a shit show.
Yeah. Nobody wants to go in and get shredded by that gun. I mean, we went through it before. I mean, you can call those guys cowards, but, you know, nobody,
get it.
No cop is signing up to get shredded by a machine gun.
Which is one reason why I would think more cops would be on board for gun control.
Right. Yeah, I wonder why the police have been so silent about this. You know?
Because most of them are... Or a lot of them are, you know, righties that want to keep their guns.
Well, I guess some of them are. I mean, we can say that fairly. I mean, you know.
We can certainly say that some of them are, yeah.
And possibly in positions of power as well.
Yeah. And until you've been in a gunfight, maybe you think it's all guts and glory.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm way too much of a coward to be a soldier, and I'm way too much of a coward to be a cop. Like, neither thing... You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Out, completely out. In fact, I wouldn't even work for the cops in the building because I was afraid like they might just move me. Hey, we're moving you to foot patrol. What? You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm a conscientious objector. Is that the problem? Is that the problem with my generation? Is that we didn't have a great war?
Well, so Vietnam and Iraq characterize American war, you know, and those were wrong wars. Both of them engaged based on lies told the American people. There was no Gulf of Tonkin attack on the Turner Joy. There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. All of it knowing lies. And so I've always been against war because they've been, you know, fostered by the United States and an embarrassment in the world. However, now we've got Ukraine.
Mm. They finally got you.
And it's Russia.
They finally got you.
in the neighboring country.
They finally found the perfect propaganda mixture for you.
Right. So sometimes you gotta punch a Nazi. You can't just sometimes the war is good.
Wow.
For a righteous cause.
Wow. Now there's a whole group of people in the world who think that Putin is a freedom fighter in this.
Yeah, right.
I mean that propaganda is out there. I've talked to people in Europe that believe that it was actually Ukraine that was the
sure, you
know, proving
sure.
ground for Nazis and, you know, anything you would hear
three
to the
quarters, almost three quarters of the American people thought, oh, they've got the yellow cake. They're ready to bomb us.
True.
Nuclear bombs.
Right.
Three quarters of the American people, two dissenting votes in Congress for the war, you know,
right.
authorizing the war.
Bernie Sanders.
Probably. I don't know. Dennis Kucinich, I think, is one of them, but at any rate. it's a problem. Populations, large portions of it seems like any population will go along with whatever heinous stuff their government wants to do.
You know, I've got a friend in Australia that I talked to, you know.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, this guy's in Australia, so probably has no working opinion on American politics, right?
Sure.
Wrong.
Okay.
Pro-Trump. Pro-Trump.
Well, you know, I'm just going along with you here, but I think just about everyone has an opinion on American politics.
I mean 100% right-wing pro-Trump. Anti-gay, anti-trans, anti...
This is Australia.
Australia. Right.
Yeah.
So... Sure. That's coming from somewhere, right? So that's Fox. That's Fox.
In the human heart.
That's Fox News.
Sure.
You know, because as soon as Murdoch realized what he had here, he started spreading it like an octopus everywhere. And he went over. He went over and he showed Berlusconi how to do it. Taught him how to do it. I'm saying this right-wing media thing is a worldwide problem.
Yeah, right, because it taps into some dark place in human psyche, some place of fear.
Xenophobia.
I hate to call it cowardice, but it seems unnecessarily fearful. So,
well, I mean, they're selling bigotry. They're scaring people and then selling them bigotry as the solution for it. Yeah, you should be afraid of trans people, for example.
And immigrants.
Especially immigrants, especially trans people.
You know, the white birth rate in this country is actually under maintenance. We're actually losing population in the birth rate. We need some more immigrants to, you know, to keep the forward flow of, you know, of our civilization in America.
Well, you need immigrants for the economy also.
For the economy. And now you can say we need even more.
Yeah, because we scared off a bunch.
Yeah.
Right.
So right now we've got to, you know, apply for immigration and remain in Mexico.
But to hear somebody, you know, this guy's a real case study, because it's like to hear somebody on one hand complaining about illegals and then on the other hand saying we don't have enough immigrants. My company's hurting because we don't have enough immigrants.
Right.
Like there's no connection between those things at all.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. What? Do you give a shit if a woman transitions to a man and then competes in, say, a swim meet and wins? You have a problem with that?
As a woman.
As a woman? Do you care? Do you really care? I don't give I don't give half a shit about that. Like,
it's
not
just a game, yeah.
Who? First of all, I don't give a shit about swimming anyway as a thing. I mean, the fact that that's even a competition seems ridiculous to me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't care. You can't make me care about that. Like, it's not right. It's not right.
Being a real big, however, some people are quite invested in that.
It's not fair.
And so is it callous for us not to care about the feelings of those people?
I'm just saying in the hierarchy of things to give a shit about and things to care about, it's pretty low on that list. You know,
well, once again, I do agree with you, but to play the devil's advocate, when you transition before puberty and start taking you know, estrogen and testosterone, whatever the you know, enhancing drugs are, or I mean, if you've done it after, you know, puberty, you've already start to develop some of the stronger male stuff.
Yeah.
And so you might have an advantage for not having changed earlier in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I agree with you. Not a big deal.
I don't know. I just can't, you know.
Hey, that's not fair. I'm a woman.
Well, it's just like, oh, you know, you're going to have some, you know, guy, guy transition to a girl, and now he's going to win a weightlifting title, be, you know, destroying the integrity of weightlifting.
Yeah, right. So, once again, I completely agree with you there.
So we should go back to the old system where the person who gets away with taking the most steroids wins. Like, we should go back to that, you know?
Right.
The purity of the sport. And the funniest thing is listening to conservatives act like they give a shit about NCAA women's swimming. That's the funniest part. You know what I mean? You know they don't care. It's just a way. Right. It's just a way to stoke the fires of xenophobia and hatred and bigotry, and that's their currency.
Yeah.
So I hope people realize, people that actually, you know, there's some morons out there that probably actually do care about this issue. I hope they understand that they're being pandered to.
Sure.
That's kind of what pisses me off the most about anything is how can you be so dumb to think that you're not being pandered to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime they're inflamed or enraged about something, it's just to stoke that
they've been stoked.
Destroying the integrity of collegiate weightlifting. Who gives a shit that people are starving, right? Who cares about any of that?
Exactly.
That's why I say, it's on the list. It's just far down on the list for me. I can't get fired up about it right now.
Some people are. So what do you do about that?
I mean,
the trans thing is a really bizarre thing right now, that, you know, that's one of their big issues, the right. And it's based on stuff that's they think is happening and that is not.
It's not. I mean, in Texas, they're real fired up about it. I think last year there was six kids transitioned for the whole state, like high school. High school kids, six, you know, but I guess if you look at that, like six, like it's a number, it doesn't seem like very many. But then when you think about it in terms of like swimming titles, tennis titles, weightlifting titles, then you could throw off the whole thing, you know. I mean, you know, eventually we'll have a trans division.
Exactly. Well, that's the weird part. They think that's how it happens. People are indoctrinated into transgender.
No, what I'm saying is, if you think it's a real problem, then why don't you be more accepting of it so that there can be more trans people so that they can have their own division?
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? But you want to stop it from happening, and then you're upset because there's no place to put the trans people that slip through. There's no division for them because you tried to stop it at every moment. I mean,
that's an interesting argument.
Well, if you're really worried about those records, I agree. I'd rather see trans people perform swimming. I would rather watch trans people swim than regular people. I'll admit it. I mean,
their own division. Yeah.
Their own division. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's island cultures where, you know, there's
not enough.
You know, there's
not enough people.
There's primitive island cultures on this planet where there's like 30 genders or 100 genders. That exists in island cultures. In Hawaii, there's multiple genders.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying the human spectrum isn't the male-female, this male-female idea with the human spectrum, it doesn't hold if you really look at populations.
And science bears you out. You know, there's who was it? There's two genders. Trust the science. Well, okay, but gender is kind of like this relationship between, you know, testosterone and estrogen, and some other, I'm sure some other chemicals. But so there's a range of how.
Yeah.
Male or female you are.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems like the right only exists to halt human development and progress. am I off on that, or is that, am
well,
I'm confused?
I hate to, I'd hate to say that. I know that I know some really good, you know, people who are righties, and I think I think there's something basic in human psyche that, you know, makes people tend to those to the right.
Well, I think it goes back to like predator prey. It goes all the way back to scarcity of resource. You know what I mean? It's they're playing off of this hardwired fear we have of the other.
That's what I think.
Not having enough. You know, that's hardwired into us. It is why we exist right now. Because we did screw everything over to try to survive.
Yes.
That's us.
I think that's every species.
All the ones around.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm sure there were very, very wonderful species that don't exist anymore. You know, who knows? Maybe the Cro-Magnons were just wonderful people. Who knows?
Right. Well, I mean, I think some species live in stasis with their environment better than other species do. But
I'm just at the point now
when some species are in competition with each other.
Hey, we are easily sold competition as an idea, easily. And I think it's because of that hard wiring. We're very quick to buy into that.
Yes, yes.
And we'll do horrible things like
you're right.
Gas chambers. You know?
Yeah. Gas chambers.
We'll do gas chambers. We'll do crematoriums. We'll do concentration camps. We'll do, you know, if you make us adequately afraid of the other, then we will, you don't need monsters.
We'll do every heinous thing that people have done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, at my age now, I'm thinking, if you present a problem to me, hey, this is a problem. If the problem isn't feeding people that are starving, I'm starting to not give a shit anymore about the other problems.
Yeah, right.
It seems like that's all window dressing so that we can avoid feeding somebody. See, and now I'm angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now I angered my blood up. Now I want him to go to jail.
So right. Well, I definitely do. But it's mostly because, not because of his business fraud, but because of the insurrection and because he's just hateful and a liar. He doesn't even, you know, is he a liar? Because he doesn't even know what the truth is. He's innocent of the truth.
Well, you know, I mean, he charmed everybody because he said, yeah, I cheat on my taxes. You know what I mean? That was the moment during the debate.
Yeah, right? I'm smart.
I mean, you know, and everyone was sitting there going, geez, I wish I could cheat $1 billion on my taxes.
Right?
He must be some kind of heroic. I get it. I totally, you know, I acted like I never understood, but I understand. He is different, you know? He's not a real politician.
That's why they went for him, yeah.
That's why they went for him. So I understand. See, I don't hate them for that.
Right.
I hate him for other reasons. No, I'm just kidding. Now, we got to all get along eventually. Tuesday.
Well, that's never really.
Hey,
happened,
look, he surrenders on Tuesday, right?
So that's the plan. I mean, that's what they're saying, and that's what his side is saying too. He wants to be frog walked. He wants to be handcuffed.
Yeah, he wants the perp walk. The rumor is now he's going to be denied that, but you know, for him, it's everything's a commercial, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all like he's like, you know, so he's gonna come in.
He might put his own handcuffs on, like Trump brand handcuffs.
Or will there be a human moat around Mar-a-Lago that they got to go through to get him out? And Ron DeSantis is not allowing extradition. And
oh, they're like the governor's police are there. Yeah. And it's like,
well, he's already said that.
Yeah, he already said that. Yeah, yeah. So funny. Trump DeSantis ticket, huh?
Right.
Yeah. I don't like that ticket.
Well, I'd rather see a Trump Marjorie Taylor Greene ticket.
I would rather see that too. I would rather see that too. I'm afraid of Florida. I'm afraid of those electoral votes.
I suspect that Trump won't get the nomination, and so that puts DeSantis, and I don't know, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't play west of the Rockies, so.
Yeah, I'm not really worried that he would take it, but he's got a better chance than Trump does. Let's say that.
God damn! I mean, oh man, I don't like this. You know, I wish this was more done at this point. I don't like the fact that it's. Yeah. I feel like the whole thing's in question again, and I didn't feel like that a few months ago. And I don't know if this arrest thing is going to help. I mean, you say moderates. I think all the moderates already checked out already. So now. Do they get some of them back because they view it?
Oh, I think this is doubling them down. I think this is confirming them in their hundreds. You know, I think the people that defect
though, the ones that voted Trump and then in 2020 and then have had enough and have decided to go independent or Democrat for the next election, could this drag some of them back? Like, oh, are we really going through this witch hunt thing? You know, the charade.
Well, I know someone who voted for Trump in 2016 and by 2020 was disgusted and has only gotten more disgusted since.
Right.
And so I think that characterizes the place that a lot of people find themselves in. Less so for the people that voted for him in 2020, but to some degree, obviously, that person also exists.
Right.
So
I just don't think it's gonna be enough. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, it's not gonna be enough.
Between now and 2024, who? Impossible to say which, you know, what the public is gonna be like.
What the fucking public is gonna No, we love the public.
You know, we should give people some good news right now.
Okay, good news. Switching to good news.
Yeah. You remember the chocolate factory explosion?
Yes.
And I mean, it was horrible. I mean, several people died, but there was a survivor.
Right.
Who fell into a vat of chocolate and was saved that way.
He fell into the, right into the chocolate.
She was blown into the chocolate.
Right.
And then was not burned because covered by chocolate.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Okay.
There's something Willy Wonka about that a little, but
I love every part of it. I mean, except for the explosion, but pretty awesome, huh? It's better than a vat of like ants or something.
Well, what would an ant? Well, you know, chocolate covered ants. I've heard of it, so maybe.
I had ants covered in honey one time. Like honey ants,
right?
It looked like a walnut. It looked like a walnut unless you looked real close, and then you were like, "Okay."
Was it hard?
It was hard.
It horrible?
Yeah, no. It was hard. I felt like the whatever the caramel was kind of overpowered everything. I felt the honey was too sweet. Is what I felt like. I really couldn't get an essence of ant at all.
Right.
I didn't eat the giant worms that were available, the big fat maggoty grubs that people eat. I couldn't go that far.
Worm protein might be in the future of the human race. But
we'll definitely be eating some bugs, but hopefully, you know, I'll be gone by the time that happens, you know. I'm used to the garbage we have now.
Yeah, it is.
James, look, it's been a rough year so far. I mean, we're only in April.
Barely.
The year's dragging, let's say. You know, consumer confidence is down.
Sure.
But I think there's a silver lining. And I think the silver lining is spring has sprung.
Spring,
and this is the time for rejuvenation, renewal, new life.
Right. That's true.
New hope, really.
Really?
Maybe. I'm just saying, you know, things are bad and things are good too. So.
Right. And I just have to say, I'm enjoying the Biden presidency.
It's not bad. I mean, I wish things were a little bit cheaper, but I'm not putting it on him.
I think he's made even that better than it would have been otherwise.
Well, I mean, I think people are growing. I mean, I have bought $8 eggs and I've thrown a couple of those away. So I think I've reached that important point where acceptance, let's say.
Well, right. So for mental health, that's what you kind of have to do. But
you got to.
You got to accept the landscape that you find yourself in. And then, you know, work to improve it. But, you know,
I have to end this show on a better note. I saw Mike Coppolino's. Well, no, I saw Mike Coppolino's putting out some comics again. So,
well, that's good news.
That's good news. He's back on the wagon, or is it off the wagon? Which is
well, depends on what you're talking
do
about.
You want to be on the wagon or off the wagon? What's the good one?
Well, you want to be on the bandwagon, but you don't want to be off the wagon. I think in both cases you want to be on the wagon.
Yeah, on the wagon's good. Hey, I'm on the wagon. Congratulations. Like that? Or yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm off the wagon. Oh, it's too bad. You know, do you need to talk? Okay, I got you.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's good to see him back on the wagon.
All right.
I guess.
And to our listeners out there, stay on the wagon.
Stay on the wagon, you guys. You know, if you're going to drink beer, don't drink beer that's 8.2% alcohol. How about that? If you're going to drink an 8.2% if you're going to drink an 8.2% alcohol, get a fucking mixed drink. Drink hard liquor. Just stop.
And then
stop.
Just go for the hard liquor.
Yeah. I'm just saying, 8.2% carbonated is like a time bomb.
Well, right. I have a friend that drinks. Let's see. Drinks Rolling Rock and Pabst during the week, but saves the harder brews for the weekend.
I might do that.
That's one way to go.
I don't know. The beer I'm drinking right now has me hallucinating, so I got to get off of this.
Well, it sounds like I can't even comment. I've never had a beer in my life, so.
Oh man, wish I could trade spots with you. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, alcoholism. Thanks, everybody. No. You know, I mean, we all have a million stories about alcohol ruining friends, family. You know.
Sure.
Destroying everything. Very few good stories with booze. So. Get some help, people. I don't know what to tell you.
I've had some scotch-infused sex that was awesome.
Scotch-infused sex?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
Well, that's you know, you're drunk, she's drunk, you'll do anything.
And why is it scotch is the thing you're saying? Like, scotch is
well,
the...
Well, that was my go-to. With Scott.
So you're saying drunk sex is what you're saying, really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're right.
Okay. Well, you know, in vino veritas, right? And of course we
oh, really?
And of course we have Pliny the Elder to thank for that phrase. 20 old Pliny, 23 AD. And of course, his phrase was what he was saying was in wine there is truth. That's kind of for his time period that was the phrase. And then we've kind of over time understand it as in vino veritas, meaning people tell the truth when they're drunk.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So he didn't mean that.
I think that's what he meant. In wine there is truth. Yeah, I mean, he was saying you take in wine and then the truth comes out. So the truth is in the wine. Good old Pliny the Elder.
So what we've talked about today is I think the big news too is Trump and the indictment. And I was reading one article with this guy saying it's a bad thing to you know prosecute Trump. You know, it's dividing the country, and you know there'll be terrible things. I say, and this is an old Latin phrase, but I've got the English. I don't have the Latin. Let justice be done, though the heavens should fall. In other words, let the law take its course. It's more important to follow the law than to make exceptions.
Well, I'm going to go back to the judge during the Ted Bundy trial in Florida. When the decision came up to allow cameras in the courtroom.
Oh, right.
He said, this is Florida. We do our business in the sunshine. You know, I don't know if that applies. I agree.
I'm for that too.
I agree with you though. And I, you know, and I'd like to think the truth will win out because that's where the good money is at, is the truth, you know?
Sure.
The truth is the easiest thing, right?
Facts are stubborn.
Well, because you just got to say what happened. That's the truth. So that seems like the easy, the how do you say it?
Obtuse?
Obfuscation.
Obfuscation, yes.
Yeah, the obfuscation, that thing, that that requires effort. So,
yeah, you got to remember your lie.
You got to remember everything. So I think you just do what comes naturally. Tell the truth. Be a good person. Don't fuck over your neighbor. Just try to be a good person this week till we speak again.
Right.
Just be kind to one another. That's it.
Just be nice.
And if you can get a hold of some scotch and a good friend, then there you go. There's that too. So you always got, you know,
loosen those inhibitions and go for it.
In vino veritas. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. This has been All You Fascists, brought to you by the wonderful people at American Spirit Tobacco. and our good friends at Riesling Crackers. I don't
know. My favorite.
My favorite. Grab a Riesling. Okay. What else? Is that all? Is there any more plugs? You want to do any more plugs? We plugged Coppolino's thing.
We plugged Coppolino. We plugged Riesling.
Plugged Riesling. Did the American Spirit, even though that's not all worked out yet. But that's a freebie. What else? You want to name a scotch or no?
Lagavulin.
Do you want to name another one that we can spell?
Laphroaig.
It's always going to be some, you know, French scotch with you. Love each other.
Please.
And love each other in a way where I want
to
try.
You don't have to have scotch.
Well, you don't have to have scotch, and you don't. I want to try to tie January 6th into this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't love as rough as January 6th. Take it easy. Take it easy on each other. Okay.
That's an appropriate comment.
James, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
And of course, this show wasn't going to happen today. We're both, you know, under the weather, I think. Hungover, I would say.
But it happened anyway.
I've been hungover for 4 days, so I'm not feeling well. So have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. And let's all, hey, till Tuesday, right?
Till Tuesday.
Till Tuesday, brother. Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao. Let me see here.